Thank you. Let me also first admit something that I've done on the air that's incorrect. I've called this art form taiko drum, and that's actually being redundant, right?
Yes. Actually, the word taiko itself means drum. So, you know, if you hear the expression taiko drum, it's a redundant expression.
The idea is that taiko is what we, at least in this country, would call an ancient art form, but it has been what we're going to see on Walton Arts Center stage later this month is quite a new variation.
Yes, that's correct. This kind of ensemble has been around for only about 55 or 60 years. And until then, taiko took the backstage in all types of the musical performances. Taiko only, you know, kept the rhythm. And so there was somebody in the 1950s who decided that the taiko should take the center stage in the performance. And then he was actually considered the founder of the taiko ensemble in today's form.
And when we say taiko ensemble, this means a legion of percussionists on stage at one time or at different times?
Yes, and the different players use taiko on different sizes, and some would play the very small ones, and then the others would play the astronomically huge ones, and then the others would even carry the very heavy taiko, and then they dance on stage.
What can we expect to see and hear from Tao?
Well, this is a relatively new group. As I understand, this group has been together for about 15 years or so. They believe that the taiko performance is a very physical one. So they just try to show the upper half of the body, and then do a lot of physical build-up, and then their practice sessions are very, very strenuous as well. Many of these musicians, as much as they, play their so-called traditional instrument, it doesn't mean that their lifestyle has been just traditionally rooted. As a matter of fact, I remember that the one or two of the members, used to work for the Japanese Self-Defense Force, and then they, after getting, out of the, force, they just decided to, get into this the world of taiko, and then I actually remember, there was another taiko performance in the United States, and then, of course, I watched it. And after that, I had a chance to meet with some of the musicians after the performance. And then they told me that, two or three of them told me that before they discovered Japanese taiko, they were heavy metal musicians.
I know in a lot of African-based drumming, the drum is a very spiritual instrument.
Yes.
Does it have a similar history in Japan as well?
I believe so, and then that's where this concept of kiai would be coming. Not in the same kind of religion as you know it, but they generally believe that whatever they do, each time they do things, with focus, they will be exerting some kind of energy out of their own body into their instrument they play.
Now, isn't there a structure that kind of leads in these performances to the grand finale?
I believe so, and I don't know what part of the performance it would be coming, but there is one part where, one female drummer would come on the very first front row, and then the other musicians will line up in one, and then they will just hit the drums at the different directions, and then they may begin so that they would begin to look more like the not Buddha but the Buddhist god image.